Our Community Connection on 1400 brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and also by Tallgrass Motors.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. It is a Monday morning, and that means we've got a few things to talk about today. Of course, we'll talk about an upcoming project. Congratulations to all of our winners from the Interstate Farm and Home Show over the weekend. And, of course, we'll also remind you before we get started on Community Connection that it is an election for Bartlesville, for Dewey Public Schools, and Oklahoma Union Public Schools also will be going to the ballot box in Nowata County. Polls will be open tomorrow 7 until 7 o'clock. So, again, get out and express yourself on the questions or issues that are in front of you and at your particular polling place, no matter where you live. Again, City of Bartlesville election, also Dewey Public Schools, and also Oklahoma Union Public Schools with questions before those voters on election day tomorrow. Polls are open until 7 o'clock tomorrow, 7 to 7 tomorrow. So again, keep it in mind when you are setting your schedule for tomorrow, and then be listening tomorrow night just after the polls close at 7 o'clock. We'll start reporting on the results of the vote. Tina is in to tell us about an event coming up all too soon, really, if you are setting your plans. Circle April 10th on your calendar, and looks like Dory's in this morning as well. I was expecting Tina, but always nice to see all the faces from down the hall. Good morning.
Hi, Charlie. This is totally a team effort, and Tina actually has a little bit of sore throat today, and so
I could tell right away she was not in
so
full voting.
She will be here, but as a support. But she knows that I love to talk about the cooking show, the KWN Cooking Extravaganza, April 10th. And it's always one of the highlight of our years. And we just, again, are excited about what's coming together for another fabulous show.
It is. It's always a fun event. And, you know, bring your friends. I would say typically ladies bring your friends, but bring your guy friends too.
Exactly. Yeah, no, a lot of guys love to cook too. And so it's geared toward both. We will have two guys on stage. We will have Mark Spencer on stage from Painted Horse again, and then we'll have, I think it's a guy coming from, again, from the Green Egg. Last year he did a demonstration, and okay, I can't remember his name because he's from out of town. Most of them are local celebrities who are on stage, but he was a hoot. He did some funny things that you can do on the grill and talked about it, and you know, the you can grill from pizza to bread to biscuits and whatever on the grill, and he made it really fun.
So Jeff has cooked up some stuff at some events we've had on the Green Eggs from one of our local businesses, and whether it's the local or whether it's national guy from Green Egg, it's always fun.
Right. So so Swimming Holes, they do say that that he's coming again, and so we'll have two guys up there, but then we'll also have three extraordinary ladies who come and share as well as our for our celebrity chefs. Of course, Jamie Dunn, people know her. She's been doing the stage show for Taste of Home Cooking School for years and years and years, and Taste of Home Cooking School isn't doing that anymore, but since we're blessed to have Jamie live just in Owosso, and she loves Bartlesville as a Bartlesville native, she wants to come back and be on stage and share tips, her tasty tips and treats with us again on stage. So she's actually going to do our grand finale with a fabulous dessert again this year.
there you go. If, come on time, but stay for the whole show.
Exactly. And but we are going to start with Susan Miller from Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli. She did a great job last year. You know, she's going to start out with some cinnamon rolls. We're gonna have a little breakfast, you know, start out with the smell of cinnamon rolls on the stage, and she'll give us some tips on, you know, just using bread, you know, and different yeast recipes and things like that, which she'll turn into cinnamon rolls, but what else you can do as you make your yeast and yeast bread and dough recipes. I guess you can tell I'm not a great cook. I'm trying to figure out how you say that, but that's what it is.
It is what it is. And whether I've seen some extremely thinly rolled cinnamon rolls that taste great, and I've seen some thick puffy, you know, just
the more ooey gooey they have in them, generally the better. Exactly, too. And then, of course, we've got Tri-County Tech, who's coming again with their culinary instructor to give us some tips as well. So it used to be Taste of Home. We had one person, Jamie was on stage, the whole thing. But now we're using celebrity chefs from local places that you know, and it's a whole lot of fun. So we encourage you to get your tickets now. That's why we're talking about it, because the tickets have gone on sale. Their tickets are $10 a piece, mm-hmm. and you get your goodie bag as well as you get the vending. Get to see all the people from 5 to 6:30, and then 6:30 is the stage show. So a lot of coupons in the goodie bag. Again, there'll be a cookbook that we've put together. Tina's in the process of doing that now, and she's collected recipes from local people, so a lot of fun recipes that she'll see in the cookbook. And there's always neat stuff in the bag, too.
Yeah.
I'm not telling what we've got, but we've ordered something neat, too, that's going to be in the bag again this year. And it's just a really great evening. If you've been to it before, you kind of know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, talk to somebody who has, and I think you'll enjoy coming and joining us this year.
It is a fun event, and I don't know, typically around 1,000 people in there having a good time for a couple of hours, and walking home with some fresh ideas of, I haven't cooked this in a long time, or I never thought of it that way.
Exactly. But tickets are $10, like I said, and they're available at Food Pyramid, so if you're out shopping there, you can get them. If you're downtown, Cliff's Flooring and Windows or Moxie on 2nd Street, they have tickets as well. And then if you're close here to the radio station, you can pop in with us or go across the street. Boulevard Discount Pharmacy has them across the street as well. If you're up in Kansas, stop by the radio stations in Kansas at Coffeeville. They've got the station that at the Coffeeville radio stations, they've got the tickets too. You can pick them up from them. If you just are a computer person and like to go online and get it taken care of right now, it actually costs $1 more. It's $11 if you get them online, but because of the extra handling that we have to do for mm-hmm. that. But you can go ahead and go online at Bartlesville Radio, and you'll see the ad on the right-hand side of the page. You can just click through, put in your information and your credit card, and you're all done. You're
all
set
right.
to come. And if you happen to be at the community center, you can pick up tickets there. Community Center, they are $14 each because they have the extra ticket handling and charges and all that they have with their ticket company mm-hmm. that they subscribe to. And so it does cost a little bit more there, but for the convenience, you can get them there as well. So we have a lot of different ways and places that you can get the tickets. We just hope that you will join us because it's a fun night.
Stop by Wednesday of this week for Kinky Boots at the Community Center and buy your ticket. So.
Exactly. Now, if you want to have an extra special experience, if you want to go kind of one-on-one with Jamie a little bit too, we do have the VIP tickets. And with a VIP ticket, you'll get a lanyard that you get to wear around that says you're a VIP. You'll get to come in early. Most people get to go booth browsing from 5 to 6:30, mm-hmm. but you can come in at 4:30. 4:30 to 5 is exclusive booth browsing just for our VIPs. We limit the number of VIPs we have. We only have 50 VIPs, so it is exclusive. So you'll have kind of a private visiting of the booths at mm-hmm. that point. Then, after you finish going through the booths, you want to go backstage because that's when Jamie's going to do a taste testing and a little special demonstration just for the VIPs. And so she's making a special recipe just for the VIP people, and we'll present it to them, and they'll get to taste it and things like that backstage. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And the VIPs get front row seating, okay. reserve front row seating too. And they also get a $15 gift card from the Painted Horse. And so you'll get that when they get to the auditorium as well. So
really
you
making
might say,
that VIP purchase worthwhile.
It is. And it's $32, and you say, ooh, that's a little bit higher, but you get a whole lot more for it, for your money too. And it's
32
just,
minus 15, that takes it right down to reasonable.
Exactly, right. So it's not that much more, and you're, like I say, you get a couple extra nice features and stuff too. So you, as well as you'll get the gift bag that everyone else gets too. So we have several options. The last ticket buying option that there is if you want to put together a group. And we've got several people that are putting together groups. You know, sometimes we've got one of the assisted living centers that's talking about putting together a group. We have a church that's talking about putting together a group. We have another individual that just likes to get her girlfriends in the neighborhood together. She puts together a group. If you put together a group of 10 or more, it's $9 a person, a ticket, instead of the $10. So put together a group, get a discount, and more fun, the more of you that are there together. The VIP tickets and the group tickets are available here at the radio station. We don't have those options available all at our other ticket outlets like Food Pyramid and Cliff's Flooring and Windows and Moxie and Boulevard Pharmacy and all. They are available, only the discount and the VIPs must be purchased here at the radio station.
And I can see all kinds of ticket confusion if we tried to do that. That's why, you know, one location, because that way, I just sold the 50th. Well, I just sold the 50th about 10 minutes ago.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, you want to get your lanyard and your ticket right away, and we've got those here at the station for you. So come on by and get those, and we'll be all set. But as far as your $10 ticket, go ahead and get those at any of other ticket locations as you're there. Shop and pick your tickets so you'll be ready.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. We'll wrap this one up and give you a final look at maybe what you might be tasting somewhere along the line in just a bit.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Spending a little bit of time this morning with Dory Potter and talking about the cooking extravaganza. It will be at the Bartlesville Community Center April 10th, but you can buy your tickets now.
Exactly, Charlie. And I do want to remind people that, you know, if you have a heart for those who are needy, we are also collecting canned goods and non-perishable items. We'll be doing that at the cooking show as well. So just bring a few things along and drop them off in the box. We'll be donating those to the Lighthouse. We call it Cooks Who Care.
Okay.
And so become a Cooks Who Care and drop a few things off, and we'll be sure and those get to the Lighthouse to those that need it. Also, if, you know, you're coming straight from work and you say, I'm going to be so hungry, you know. Well, we've got that covered, too. We have concessions along with the booth.
You don't have to drive through someplace. You can get it there.
Get it there. Dink's Barbecue will be there, as well as Rollin' Pin Bakery and Deli. We'll have goodies that you can purchase around with the other vendors. We'll have some kind of goodies that you can taste and at their giveaways, too. But there will be the concessions that you can get at the cooking show as well. So we have a wide variety of businesses who will be there, a lot of different vendors again. It's not too late, though. If you have a business and you'd like to be one of the vendors in the show, we typically sell out, and we're getting kind of close to that. So if you are interested in being a vendor at the show, give us a call right away here at the station, and one of our salespeople will tell you all the details and how that can happen. If you're interested in even maybe not being a vendor because you can't actually be there, but you'd like to put something in the goodie bag as a business and use that as your advertising, we'd like to have you do that as well. We have different packages and prices and different sales opportunities for people, all the way from being a major sponsor down to having a coupon in the bag. So,
and this is not just for food related businesses. I mean, if you ever have a business that would interest people who eat, then you can get in there, right?
If you have a business that's interested in people, I mean, this gets people's attention. So yes, I mean, really, it's every business. You know, we've got it from financial people to insurance people to sewing people to antique type, you know, people and everything in between. So yeah, you typically think of your Pampered Chefs or, you know, things Tupperware and things like this, but no, we've got even further out. Realtors are even involved in it because they know that it's a captive audience. And people who they might be able to get their face and out in front of in some way. Join us. It's just a fun evening and a great way to be in front of people.
Yeah. So roughly 2, maybe 2.5 hours worth of fun and entertainment and sharing some good experiences.
It is, too. If you have any questions about it, just give us a call here at the station. And normally Tina will talk to you, but today, because she's talked so much at the Interstate Farm and Home Show, she's lost her voice. But
Tina, you're not supposed to do that.
Sorry,
She's here croaking.
I didn't even have her microphone turned on because I knew she wasn't going to say anything, but she did manage to croak out, and I'm sorry.
But she's here, and we just do want to say, you know, Tina's doing a great job. She did a fabulous job with the Interstate Farm and Home Show and organizing all that, and so I think her adrenaline is down just a little bit today, but she'll be back and ready, and she's putting the cookbook together now. She has most of the recipes for it now. If you still haven't turned in a recipe, go ahead and email it to her today, tina@bartlesvilleradio.com. If she has a place on that page in that section for it, I think, you know, she has a lot of desserts right now, so yeah. A dessert's probably not going to get in, but there might be another section, a sauce or a bread or something like that, that she might be able to get in. So go ahead and email tina@bartlesvilleradio.com with a special recipe that you might have, and you could be a part of the cookbook that'll be given away to everybody at the cooking show. And some people say, well, you know, I can't come to the cooking show. Do you just sell the cookbooks? No, we don't. That's part of the cooking experience, the cooking show experience, is the cookbooks are there. So we don't print enough that we can just sell it at other times. We print the amount that we need for the cooking show so that we don't have a lot of leftovers and things too. So come join us again for your $10. You're going to get a great value and a great show and a great evening. April 10th. I can't believe it's going to be here before we know it.
I know it. This is already the 5th of March, so we're talking about, a month and a few days.
Exactly. Yeah. So start organizing your group and people you'd like to come and join us for a great evening.
Sound like a fun evening. We've had a bunch of those fun evenings over the years, but I think since we've included the celebrity chefs and widened it out to from just Jamie, although she did a great job for us, just so many more reasons for people to show up.
Exactly. And, you know, they always like having the one-on-one talk back with you too. So, you know, being there is your chance to visit with them. You know, you've been to maybe Painted Horse before and you've wondered about some of the recipes that he has. Visit with Mark. He loves to share tips with you and ideas. And the thing about Mark is that he does things sometimes a little different with his recipes. You know, he puts a secret ingredient in there that you never would have guessed, you know, and it just really gives it a great flavor. And, of course, Tri-County Tech is known for their culinary school. So that's what they do. They teach this. And then Susan Miller at Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli is just a great gal and just a friendly person who has had a lot of experience with the breads and that type of thing. And that's why she does what she does. And
exactly.
So she wants to share those with you, too. So, yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. And, of course, Jamie coming back. You know, we all love Jamie.
Sure.
And she's just thrilled to be back in Bartlesville and here with us, too. So. It's
go to
fun.
Our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. You can buy your tickets online or find the list of everybody else that's selling tickets.
Did we mention door prizes? Charlie, there's always fabulous door prizes, too.
Wow.
So that's a part of it. Many, many door prizes. People have a chance to win, and that's part of the fun, too, of the evening. So join us for the door prizes as well.
Sounds like a great deal. Take something special home besides a cookbook if you get one of the door prizes. So, again, guys, Tina, thanks you so much for showing up. Tori, thank you.
My pleasure, Charlie.
That's a Community Connection. We've got news for you in just a bit on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Community Connection today brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. How many times this week have you asked, what's the forecast for tomorrow? Well, just call the K1 Weatherline Forecast Service at 918-336-2900 and find out. You get the forecast plus the time and temperature from the studios of News Talk 1400 K1. The Weatherline is brought to you by Oklahoma Wesleyan University, the Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, and your friends at AAA. We update the Weatherline as the forecast changes, so you're always up to date. Put the number in your phone and...